album. Black Flag gave us Forever Time from their My War album. We heard the movie trailer from The House with a Clock in Its Walls. And then we finished that set with Half Japanese, The Time Is Now, from their Overjoyed album. I'm going to meditate to some of this here underwater metronome. We're going to play a public service announcement, and the next band you hear is Negative Land's version of Time Zones, a classic from their Escape from Noise album. WMUC-FM College Park, it's The Irrelevant Show, broadcasting remotely today from a Rolex submarine 2,000 fathoms down in the Atlantic Ocean, hanging out with little Benny, watching an underwater metronome go back and forth. Talk to you in an hour.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on, and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See? That's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
I think we need hardened sites. We need to let people know. You come into our schools, you're going to be dead.
90.5 FM for 90.5 megahertz.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio. And the tent was suddenly filled with an announcer's voice speaking Komi. Then with music from Moscow, followed by English and French speech.
The recording was made at the Moscow Theater of Musical Miniatures.
Now, back to modern times.
Your attention, please. At the recommendation of the International Time Bureau, commencing at 23 hours, 59 minutes, 60 seconds UTC, an extra second will be inserted into the NBS time scale. This adjustment is required to maintain internationally coordinated universal time as broadcast from these stations in close agreement with UT1 or astronomical time.
WA6ODB with a question.
And,
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
And about power.
We
got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
We got so much power now. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
Power and all that. That's power. We got so much power. That's ridiculous.
We have
power, 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 power now. Ridiculous. We got so much power now.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
It's not even funny. That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many?
That's ridiculous.
Do you know how many times?
That's ridiculous. It's not even funny. It's not even funny. It's not even funny.
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
It's not even funny. How many time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
How many time zones?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Four in this country, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
4. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Right?
1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Radio
Moscow. 4 time zones?
Yeah. We have four in this country, right?
No, sir.
We have.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And,
Do you know how many time zones they have?
Yes, sir. 4. No, sir. I never really studied that up.
11.
11. It's not even funny.
That's 11.
11. That's ridiculous.
11.
11. Well, that's what we can do. We can go anywhere because we live here. We can go anywhere else.
But not only the right of free travel, I'm saying 11.
11. 1, 2, 3. Yes, sir.
Yeah. 11.
11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. 11.
That's how big they are.
Yeah. I can believe that. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're right.
1, 2, 3. 4. Yes, sir. 1, 2. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Soviet Union's the whole half side of the world.
Yeah.
And we're just one little tenth of the globe.
Yeah.
They when you talk about fighting, we're a country that we're a firm believer on Christ, and it's called help thy neighbor. Do not kill, do not, you know, steal, cheat, lie from everybody. That's why we have to have computers, because man, nobody is perfect. You know? It's not even funny. And about power, man, nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point?
Nobody is perfect. You know?
So what is your point, Glenn?
There's two things they'll talk about. One's politics and the other one's religion. The reason you don't talk about them is because they combine in each other. You know what I'm saying?
Do you know how many time zones there are in the Soviet Union?
You know what I'm saying?
Don't you kid yourself. Thanks, Glenn, for the... just thanks for the good thoughts.
This concludes our transmission to Oceania. However, listeners in East Asia may continue listening on the following shortwave frequencies. 6110, 7230, 9565, 9760, 15160, and 15425 kilohertz.
Separate them. Damn if I know.
Here it comes.
The future might be the same, but if the past is not far behind us and the future actually exists, then there is no movie.
Time just does not exist. What exists is these distributions of everything in the world, these what I call nows. That's the real thing.
A car races down a road towards a flock of pigeons seemingly oblivious to the oncoming danger. It looks, for all the world, like the birds will become one with the tarmac, only for them to scatter at the very last moment. Why did they leave it so long? The truth is, they didn't. Our sense of now and theirs is different. Pigeons experience the world at over 100 frames per second, as opposed to the 25 to 30 that films do. It helps them keep track of fast-moving insects, so in the case of the onrushing car, they simply have more time to react to it than it naively seems to you or I. They experience the world in slow motion.
For instance, here's a demonstration of how short a time interval is easily measurable today. We'll send electrical pulses through about 4 feet of wire and see if our computing counter can measure how long it takes the electricity to travel from one end of the wire to the other. Yes, you see, the measurement of the interval is almost instantaneous. It takes the pulse of electricity, let's see, that's about 6,300 millionths of a second to go through the wire. People ask us why we would ever need to measure times this short. But actually, in atomic physics, 100 millionths of a second is such a long period of time that we would hardly ever talk about it. We're more concerned with times in the neighborhood of a billionth of a second or shorter.
Of course, most interest in the project revolves around the so-called time warp experiment, or what scientists prefer to call time dilation effect. Behind me, you see one of the three cesium atomic clocks, which will be used to measure the amount that time slows down on the spacecraft. It may sound like science fiction, but scientists say that across the face of the universe, time goes at millions of different rates as compared with time on Earth.
What does space taste like?
I don't care about beam plants, cockle burrs, and pendulums. Where do we set the clock?
The man in the observatory says we...
I'll find out for myself what he says.
The Egyptians developed a clock that measured time with dripping water. And there were other clocks that measured time with flowing sand. None of these early timekeepers could measure small intervals of time with any accuracy.
So see you tomorrow at 2-ish?
Yeah. Don't forget to set your clocks back.
Don't forget to set your clocks back.
Dude, I just want you to set your clocks back.
Presumably to an insect whose life is brief and whose movements rapid, our activities are slow and lumbering. Relative size may affect our perception of time.
That's quite incredible. But one thing puzzles me. If man has a built-in clock like those plants and animals, why did he need other clocks?
He found that his internal time sense was not adequate for his needs, which are far more complicated than those of plants and animals. Man had to find other means of measuring intervals of time.
So he invented a clock.
A type of clock. Yes. Actually, he stuck a stick in the ground and told time by the moving shadow.
The time machine went reeling over and I was flung headlong through the air. There was the sound of a clap of thunder in my ears. A pitiless hail was hissing around me. And I was sitting on a soft lawn in a garden near my overturned machine. Fine hospitality, I said, for a man who has traveled all these years to be here. I stood up and looked around me. A colossal carved figure loomed indistinctly beyond me through the hazy downpour. I advanced toward the figure. It was very large, made of white marble in the shape something like a winged sphinx. The figure was seated on a pedestal of bronze. The sightless eyes seemed to watch me. There was the faint shadow of a smile on the lips. Then panic gripped me. Do men still live on the Earth? What are they like? Are they still human? I turned frantically to the time machine. I will not stay here. I must get back to my own time. For the first time, I discovered what year I was in. 802,701. I had traveled over 800,000 years.
The decision to live without a watch, completely alone, was the beginning of a groundbreaking series of experiments.
Why did the moron throw the clock out the window? Because it reminded him of Richard Clock, the man convicted of knife raping his wife. Good God almighty.
You know,
Jesus.
It used to be simple.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that one was coming.
It has long been believed that there is a connection between motion and change and the passage of time. We sense the passage of time by noting motion and change. Indeed, that is our perception of objective time.
Time is the greatest force in our lives.
We are all obsessed by time. We never can seem to get enough of it. Time is invisible. Time is untouchable. And yet, time rules our lives.
Open up! Give me back my time machine!
For most people, it is officially DST, Daylight Savings Time. It ain't really official for me yet, because even though my phone and cable box automatically updates, my mama insists on having at least two clocks in every room, so it ain't DST all over my house yet. But every clock I set reminds me that I have lost an hour. I don't like that at all, because I run late for almost everything, and losing an hour only makes it worse. I like it in the fall when we get an hour back. That's like forget the present. I can do whatever I want to for an hour, and it won't matter because I ain't lost nothing. But it is just an hour. I'll get over it. I'll adjust. And in a couple of weeks, I'll appreciate it because it'll be daylight later. And maybe by then, I'll have all these clocks set.
How does time work? The block universe. Imagine the universe like a child painting pictures on paper. Each picture shows everything that's happening in the universe in a single moment. With each new moment, all kinds of things occur everywhere. People are born and die, galactic civilizations expand, you miss the bus, and our universe kid makes a new picture that replaces the old one. In this way, you get something like a movie. Only the moment we're in right now is real. The past is what happened before. Now it's gone. The future is still to come and hasn't been drawn yet. This is kind of how time feels, right? Each moment being replaced by the next one. The past is far behind us. The future doesn't exist. But what if time is something else? What if the universe kid has already finished all its drawings and stacks them on top of each other? This way, we get a block. A block of time that contains the whole history of the universe. All moments that have ever existed or will ever exist. But in this block, in this stack of moments, the past, the present, and the future are equally real and exist at the same time.
Come in. Hello. Say, we've run into a little problem. I wonder if you could answer a question. The king wants to know, what time is it?
Oh, yes. What time would he like it to be?
Oh, the correct time. You see, we're setting our clock so that we can do everything on time.
Well, tell him to set it any place he likes.
Thank you.
The information is turned over to the electronic calculator. And the result is the true determination of time.
Their little pink hands felt the time machine. No, no, keep away, you might get hurt. I removed the two levers which set the machine in motion, so no one could use it but me. The little people danced around me and pushed me along in a playful way. You want me to go with you? You want to show me to your friends, don't you?
Well, now, that's the same problem we're having, knowing what time it is. I don't suppose you care to explain how they set their clocks.
On Earth, I'd be delighted.
Oh, good.
All clocks are set by radio signals. In the Western Hemisphere, these come from the United States Naval Observatory, where signals are broadcast accurate to within 1/1000th of a second. From such radio signals broadcast from various observatories, the clocks of the world are set.
Under the clock at the asteroid 7.
Where?
Under the clock at the asteroid 7.
What?
Under the clock at the asteroid 7.
Joe, darling, I thought I'd lost you. I didn't know where to look.
In order to build a clock that was accurate enough to tick off the exact second, scientists went to atoms of a rare metal called cesium.
The principle of our cesium atomic clock is really quite simple. When cesium metal is heated, the individual atoms begin vibrating about 9 billion times a second. And those atoms are vibrating very accurately, more accurately than almost anything else in the universe. We send a stream of vibrating atoms into a little chamber that's resonating at the same frequency, about 9 billion times a second. The resonating chamber interacts with the atoms inside it. It keeps the atoms vibrating, the atoms keep the chamber resonating, and the chamber controls a crystal of quartz rock, which is sending out a radio signal. In other words, the atoms control a radio signal, and the signal controls a clock.
You know, I used to work in a clock factory. I know what you're thinking, it's about time. But listen, my boss kept giving me a hard time, said I was clocking out too much. I couldn't handle the pressure of deadlines. I guess I just needed to wind down. Tick tock.
If the nights get longer, that means the days get shorter. But how did they know it wasn't the short days that did it?
Well, they didn't.
That's how we perceive time, through motion and change. Subsequently, we talked about clocks, and we talked about calendars. We defined a second, which is the basic unit of time in science. We talked about nanoseconds, and we talked about entropy. So, here we sit, 20 minutes later, trying to understand why the astronaut is moving so slowly. We know he is traveling very fast, at nearly the speed of light. And we know that when a body moves past us, time for it is slower than time is for us. So the astronaut crawls through his chores, his every moment stretched out. We cannot ask what he is doing now, because his now is not our now. While he is moving, he exists in a different time scheme than we do.
Come in. Excuse me, sir, I was just wondering...
Ah, you're just in time. I have come to a decision. We'll set our clock by the Earth. The perfect timekeeper.
Well, not perfect.
What do you mean by that?
The Earth is gradually running down.
Running down? I refuse to accept that.
But it's true. Friction is the main force that's slowing down the Earth.
Where does the Earth get its friction?
From tides. These tidal bores in the Bay of Fundy are good examples. Friction from tides in the shallower seas is gradually slowing down the Earth.
Slowing down? If we can't trust the Earth, what can we trust?
Well, the scientists themselves are not satisfied with the Earth as a clock. Now they're working on an atomic clock. A clock based on the cesium atom has been developed at the National Bureau of Standards in Boulder, Colorado. This clock keeps time by counting motions inside the atom. As the nucleus spins, its axis swings back and forth, and the swings are detected electrically and counted. The motions of atoms are more regular than those of pendulums, balance wheels, the Earth, and even of quartz crystals. And it's likely their regularity will continue as long as matter exists. This clock is believed to have a maximum error of 1 second in 3,000 years.
Tutto è santo. Non c'è niente di naturale nella natura, ragazzo mio. Tienilo bene in mente.
Take time, Take time, take time, take time.
I'm got the time to see, and I don't got the time to make this, and I don't got the time to make this not make-believe. I don't got the time to think, and I don't got the time for you, and I don't got the time to think, and I don't got the time to see, and I don't got the...
This is the time for you. This is the time.
This is the time.
This is the time.
This is the time for us.
This is the time for us.
This is the time to see.
Is a tool used by humans to measure decay, nothing more. Is neither foundation nor window nor door. It's the prison nursery which we all are born. It's cold bars trap even our thoughts. Freedom from time is unimaginable because our bodies die. Like cheap junk, they fall to pieces. But what if we were more like love, always growing, always changing, always dying, always living? How do we measure that?
I got too many things on my plate, see. Come on, you're tasking. Come on, who's the task? Come on, make it faster somehow. It's all gone by too quickly, Al. It's all gone by too quickly now. Take hold of it somehow. Come on, feel the time. Spread out into it. Feel the time around. Feel the time around. Feel the time around. Feel the time around.
Time is a lie. It's the use of time that helps us die. There is no past or future, only now. The dumbest animal knows it. Man spends a lifetime trying to see. Meditates for centuries just to get near it. Our gift of knowledge, the bequest of Satan, to know that all that lives must die, but not to know why. Here is man's burden and fate to only understand when it's already too late. This gift and the fear it generates makes us build spaceships and bombs, monuments to potentates, burn CD-ROMs. Sure, everyone is king for a day. We get our 15 minutes, then it's time to pay. Pay and pay for 15 years. Millenniums to get back to yesterday for just 1 second, even a nanosecond, for the that we devoutly pray. With every free moment, every stolen instant of a busy day, a very busy day, where time flies and time stands still, until we can only stare amazed, feel ill. The clock's hands spin, the hours we've put in, everyone's king for a day. Now it's time to pay, time to pay.
Time is flying by, and it won't stand still.
First of all, I think daylight savings time, gone. Because it's stupid. Let me just, as an engineer, let's just analyze this. At 2 o'clock, we just all decide it's now 3 o'clock. Apparently, we have that power. We can just decide it's now 3. We are not using this to our advantage. No, some Friday afternoon, let's just decide it's Friday afternoon. Monday morning, walk in, we took a vote, it's now Friday, 5 o'clock. See you, boss. Have a great weekend. Right? And we can have a name. I call it Weekend Savings Time. That's what it is. Daylight Savings Time is good for one thing. One thing. If in the spring, if you can be managing to making love right at like 2 minutes to two, right? You finish up. There's people working. You actually look really good. You actually, 1 hour and 4 minutes. You look like a stud. Look at that, honey. 1 hour and 4 minutes. That's a personal record for me. That's 57 minutes longer than regular. Although you have to be careful, because in the fall, you could look really stupid. You could start and actually finish before you actually began, which is never good. Sorry, honey, I actually owe you 56 minutes. I'm so sorry about that.
Too long. Each watch I proverb says, it is hard for a man to be brave when he knows he is going to meet the devil at 4 o'clock. The Devil at 4 o'clock is that rare film experience, an extraordinary adventure spectacle combining for the first time the dramatic talents of Frank Sinatra and Spencer Tracy.
Where are you from, tough guy? I hear echoes.
I've been around. What's it to you?
You spit your teas. Jersey, that would be. Jersey City, maybe, huh? I come from just across the river, Hell's Kitchen. We used to eat punks like you.
Maybe. That's when you had your teeth.
The Devil at 4 o'clock blends the huge-scale excitement of catastrophic natural forces with the intense drama of hot-blooded human conflict.
You interfering crud.
What kind of an animal are you?
I saw it and I liked it.
Harry!
The Devil at 4 o'clock bristles with a reality made possible only by actual location filming. The setting, a remote tropical island. A Pacific paradise, romantic, carefree, unmindful of the future. Until sudden crisis demands drastic decision.
If you and these characters are brave enough to go up after those children, I'm willing to wait for you with my schooner. I'll wait till 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, no longer. 4 o'clock, we'll be here.
Only a man who thinks he has lost everything, and three men with nothing to lose, would risk a descent into hell.
You jump out, count 10, and pull that ring. You soar like a bird.
But Harry, what if it doesn't open?
When you hit the ground, tell me about it, I'll fix it.
It's intermission time. Time for refreshment. During the next 10 minutes, you're invited to visit the refreshment stand, where you'll be greeted with fast, friendly service. You'll find hot dogs, juicy hamburgers, and mouth-watering delicious pizza. There are refreshing hot and cold beverages, ice-cold cola, and orange drink. Goes great with an order of crispy French fries. Then there's a wide selection of your favorite candies and other delicious snacks. And there's always a fresh batch of hot buttered popcorn to go with the rest of the show. So visit the refreshment stand now during this 10-minute intermission.
Are we ready, Benny? Is it? Did you wind it? You put effect.
I got it.
Okay. Hey, everybody, you're tuned to WMUC-FM College Park. It's another edition of The Irrelevant Show. I'm broadcasting remotely. I think we went down further. We're now at 4,000 fathoms in the Atlantic Ocean in Little Benny's Rolex submarine. It's a Rolex. How many people can this fit? You said four? It's a Rolex submarine. It's a Rolex watch.
It's really only certified for one passenger unit.
Oh, okay. But it has bands.
Yeah, we have over safety standards a little bit.
It has watch bands that help us, kind of navigate through water, and it makes us look, kind of fishy, because like a fish, with its fins and stuff. It's a pretty cool thing. I mean, you got to have a lot of money. Little Benny's really rich, but they call him Little Benny because the Rolex submarine is in direct competition with Big Ben. This is the biggest Rolex submarine. This is the only Rolex submarine in the world. I don't know why they call it the biggest, but this is the biggest Rolex submarine in the world, and I'm here to play music for Little Benny on Daylight Savings to celebrate. This is a big thing, a big event every couple years. Back in October, we went out to, I forget what location, I don't even remember. It was a clock house with a cranky old guy who had to turn all these clocks back an hour. But I guess going forward's better. So we started that last set with Negative Land Time Zones from the Escape from Noise. And then we heard a mashup with the Fiend soundtrack and some Carolina. The Bevis Frond gave us She's in Love with Time from his Miasma release. The Books gave us Take the Time. That was off the Lemon of Pink. Then we heard Postmortem. It's from 1985. No Time from their Coroner's Office. Rob K. MDA gave us Time to Pay. That was from the Purgatory Home Companion. We heard the Dukes of Stratosphere. 25 O'Clock. That was the title track of that album. And then we heard The Cynics. 13 O'Clock Daylight Savings Time was the name of the track from the Get Our Way. I finished that set with the Devil at 4 O'Clock movie trailer. Little Benny, should I play Rob K. Crucial Time or Pink Floyd Time to start the next set?
Pink Floyd Time.
We're going to hear Pink Floyd Time to begin the next set. WMUC-FM College Park. It's the Irrelevant Show, broadcasting remotely from the only and largest Rolex submarine. 4,000 fathoms below, somewhere in the Atlantic, off the coast of...
that?
Somalia, I think. Right? I don't know. We're underwater checking out this